Gigglesmith.
Hello, 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 my fellow fun followers. It's your host, Gigglesmith Gina, coming to you with another episode of Pun Intended, where we dive into the divine side of humor. Today, we're exploring the lighter side of spirituality with our special episode titled Christian Jokes, Divine Humor for Lighthearted Souls. So get ready to giggle and maybe even groan a little at these holy hilarities. Why are Christian jokes so uplifting? Because they connect us not just to each other, but also to our faith in the most joyful ways. From the pews to the pulpits, everyone could use a good laugh, right? And today, we've got a heavenly host of jokes that are sure to bring smiles without crossing any lines. Let's kick things off with some classic Bible puns. Why didn't they play cards on the ark? Because Noah was standing on the deck. And how do we know that cars are in the New Testament? Because Jesus was a carpenter, of course. Oh, and here's one for the financial buffs out there. Who was the greatest financier in the Bible? It was Noah. He was floating his stock while everyone else was in liquidation. Moving from the ark to the church, let's share some chuckles with church life quirks. How many church members does it take to change a light bulb? 10, but they need to form a committee first. And why was the computer cold at church? Because it left its windows open. And for those who appreciate a bit of role-playing humor, what do you call a pastor in Germany? A German shepherd. Now, you know I can't leave out our pastors. Why did the pastor bring a ladder to church? He wanted to reach the high notes during hymns. And what do you call it when a pastor has too many sermons prepared? A preach overflow. Before we wrap up, let's not forget about our festive friends with some Christian holiday humor. Why didn't the skeleton go to the Christmas party? He had no body to go with. And why did the Easter egg hide? Because he was a little chicken. There you have it, folks. A little lighthearted laughter to brighten your day and deepen your faith. Remember, whether you're sharing these jokes in the pew or with your crew, laughter is a bridge between our hearts and the heavens. Thanks for tuning in to Pun Intended with me, Gigglesmith Gina. Keep spreading joy and laughter, and until next time, keep your puns intended and your spirits high.